Hi. Making another recording, coming live to you. Not really live. I will upload it later. Oh my goodness, you can tell it's 5 o'clock. So today, what I want to explore are, what are your learning edges? And what happens when you bump up against them? What's that like for you? So it's been probably nearly 15 years ago that I really bumped up against a really big learning edge for myself. And it was painful, and it was lonely and scary, and I had so much doubt and confusion. Like, how do I begin to do something different? How do I find my way? Where can I find help? What's that going to look like? And I just kept spiraling in that loop of confusion and doubt and worry and fear. And I felt really lonely. Like it was all my fault. But I didn't even know what it was. But I needed answers, and I didn't know how to find them. So I went looking at horse rescues, because I love horses. And I thought, I wanted to rescue one. I wanted them to have a good home. And as the person that owned the rescue, as she talked with me and she learned more about my life and what I was looking for and my hopes and dreams, and I took my son with me, and she got to know him, and she found this magnificent mare. Look at here. And she said, well, you're really a tall woman. You must need a big horse. She stands at 17 two hands. She was a race horse. She was 18 when I rescued her. She was on her way for slaughter. And she's bumping me around. And she really had lost her trust. And she was not so crazy about human beings. They hadn't been doing her a good turn. She was hitting her own loop, her own wall. And she needed to learn trust as well. So when I got her home, she didn't want to be with me. She didn't want to have anything to do with humans. And I'm like, well, now what do? So I had my own pain. And I was in that same predicament myself, right? I wasn't clear. And yet I knew that I needed hope. And that's what brought me to this horse. And it brought us together. So we spent a lot of time. You know what it was? What really like cracked the code for me? I took time to be relational. I mean, as you can tell, she keeps coming around me and coming up behind me and rubbing on me and loving on me and communicating with me. And when I first got her, she wouldn't come anywhere near me. So what I did is I took the time to start to look through her eyes, to start to wonder aloud again and to seek that miracle that I needed, and to trust that I would recognize it when it came. And she was a gift to me too. I have a very dear friend that knew I was going through such a rough time, and so she gifted her to me for my birthday. And I have learned so much through the relationship of trust that I have built with this mare. I've learned that when I keep bumping into that same wall repeatedly, or at least if I'm doing it, I notice three times. It's a pattern. Oh my gosh, there's a pattern. Well, then I can slow it down. I can notice what it's like in my body. I can start to connect with, well, what's my heart's desire? What would I rather experience? And what do I really want? Well, fast forward to now, we're still on this journey together. I still come out and have those conversations with my horse. And she listens to me and she helps me to hear myself. And I started doing something new. I'm really excited about it. You might have noticed I'm making these videos. And I have another new companion. And this companion's name is Chris Angel. And he's like an angel. And he's really helping me. And he's introduced me to another wonderful group of people that are like-minded and they're passionate about life and they want to make a difference. And so as we take the time, we're taking time, we're being relational again. She keeps circling back around, but she's doing a clockwise circle, which means she's dialing in some energy that's really supporting us. We've unwound a lot of energy. As I take time to be with that and be able to name that truth and allow other people to hear that and to know that there are pathways you can lay down. There are people you can trust and support, and there are animals you can trust and support too and be supported by. When you're courageous, when you know in your heart of hearts what it is you really want, what you really believe is true and possible, and you keep your eyes on it, and you keep your heart focused, and you stay in alignment, miracles start happening. So, the next time you notice that you've just bumped up against one of your learning edges, what are you going to do different? Who are you going to reach out to? Who are you going to go spend some time with in nature rather than all the other patterns that you used to do that really were not supportive? Live your dream. Be your dream. And reach your hand out to others to do the same.